Okay, just to finish up with Rosh Hashanah before we move on to after Rosh Hashanah. Just a few more things. There's some people that have a minig that on Rosh Hashanah, some of the chazanim and the person that blows shofar, many places the minig is they wear a kittel. Kittel is the white garment that we wear in Yom Kippur. So many places, in fact, in most places, the minig is that the one that daven shachris, the one that lanes, the one that blows shofar, the one that daven musaf. In Chabad, the custom is that we don't wear a kittel at all. None of the above. The only time we wear a kittel is actually on Yom Kippur and at the wedding. Okay, but that's basically the only time we wear a kittel is only on Yom Kippur. Because one of the reasons it says why you wear a kittel, the white thing on, why do you wear a kittel on Yom Kippur? So one of the main reasons is because it's to remind us of when we die, they're going to put us in shrouds. So therefore, Yom Kippur, it's like right before we die, is the ultimate Yom Kippur of our life, the reckoning of our life. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, to subdue our hearts, it says, so to speak, so therefore you wear a kittel. So the Rebbe writes, if that's the case, it doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah in any way whatsoever. But in many places, the minig is, or was, that they did wear, do wear a kittel. That's issue number one. Another thing also is, in many places, during davening, shachris and musaf, there's a custom of opening of the ark, psichas ha'odin, in many different times during the tefillahs. Now, the custom in the world is that when the ark is open, when the ark is open, you stand up. But many poskim write that really, even those that have to stand is only the ones that are mamish facing the Aron Kodesh. The people that are off to the side don't necessarily have to stand. Many poskim write the b'chla, you don't have to stand. And therefore the din is that if it's difficult for a person to stand during the time of the ark is opened, so then you really don't have to stand, you can sit. Certain tefillahs, like Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kaleinu, those things everybody stands, you know, because of the importance of the tefillah. But just because the ark is open, according to many poskim, you don't necessarily have to stand, especially if it's difficult to stand. Another thing is that when you read the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, there's a special Rosh Hashanah trop, special Rosh Hashanah nigun for the Torah reading. And some people have a minig that even the maftir, because we take out two sefer Torah, so you have five aliyahs in the first one, unless it's Shabbos, but five aliyahs in the first one, then you have maftir. So for maftir, some people have a minig, they also read the maftir with the Rosh Hashanah, you know, tune. Our custom is that the maftir, we do not read the Rosh Hashanah trop. The maftir, we read with the regular Shabbos, you know, Torah trop, not the special one for Rosh Hashanah. But the first five aliyahs, you do. That's as far as that goes. Just finishing up some of the last dinim of the rest of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so you have the second day's davening is similar to the first, except in Shachris on the second day, it's a longer Shachris, the piyutim, the additional prayers we say, is longer than the first day, but Musaf on the second day is shorter a little bit than it is on the first day. They switch certain piyutim around when they instituted the davening. There's different things. That's basically it. As far as the night after Rosh Hashanah, in other words, what this year would be Yom Tov is Tuesday and Wednesday. So Wednesday night when Yom Tov is over, so at that time you make Havdalah, you daven a regular weekday Ma'ariv, the Saturday night, except you add the additions of the Aser Simei Tshuva. You know, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Zachrein L'chaim, Yechamecha, all the additions. Havdalah is the same Havdalah like a regular Saturday night, except you don't use psamim, you don't use candle, but otherwise it's like the regular Saturday night Havdalah. There's one more thing I just wanted to say. Another important thing about Rosh Hashanah is what I wanted to mention. Rosh Hashanah is 48 hours. Okay, if you spend the 2 days, the 48 hours. It says that in the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, people should be extremely careful in saying a lot of tilim and limiting to the ultimate extreme just talking. In other words, the whole conversation shouldn't be, the whole thing should even be just saying Tillim. Somebody was asked the Rebbe about Fabrenging during Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbe said, now is the time to say Tillim, not to Fabreng, not to do anything. Rosh Hashanah, the 48 hours, as much Tillim as possible, people should just continuously say Tillim. In fact, it says in Sfarim, you shouldn't sleep a lot in Rosh Hashanah, you should minimize sleeping, and the whole time should be basically designated to saying Tillim. It's also interesting, it's brought down in Halacha, that even those people that smoke during the year, and on Yom Tov you're allowed to smoke if you light the cigarette from a pre-existing flame and you don't knock down the ashes, because then you're extinguishing the ashes. So technically you would be allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. But they write that even those people that smoke on Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, they shouldn't smoke. Because the Kedusha of the day, they shouldn't smoke privately or publicly, they just shouldn't smoke on the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. It's also brought down, by the way, it's very interesting, because sometimes you have 3 days, like last year was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, and the smokers, the heavy smokers that would follow that custom, wouldn't smoke for 3 days. Yeah? And they survived. They survived 3 days without cigarettes. And then the second Yom Tov was over, they would start smoking their heads off. You know, so you see, though, it's all in the mind, because if you want, you can stop for 3 days straight without even touching one cigarette. So in fact, it's brought down in Sfarim, some people, it's brought down in Sfarim that you should try to finish the entire Tillim at least twice. If throughout the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Tillim has 150 chapters. So 2 times 150 is 300. And the word kaper, which means to forgive, chav pei resh, equals 300. Because chav is 20, pei is 80, and resh is 200. So it equals 300. So they say, it's brought down in Tzvodim, that you should try at least to finish Tillim twice. That doesn't mean if you finish it twice, you shouldn't continue. I mean, if you have time, you just continue saying Tillim. Even in Halacha, it's that the Kitzur Shchunar brings down, interestingly, that when you come back from Tashlich, you know, you daven mincha, you go to Tashlich, you come back from Tashlich. So there's usually a few minutes until Maariv. So in Kitzur Shchunar, it says, people should sit and say Tillim, and they shouldn't sit and start talking to each other. Because the whole concept of, in fact, we find by the Rabbeim, is very interesting, many of the Rabbeim did not talk at all the first night of Rosh Hashanah until after Tekiah Shefer. Many great tzaddikim didn't talk from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah until at the end of Tekiah's their first day. Even when they used to eat upstairs the meal with chassidim and everything, there was no talking, no discussions at the meal. They ate, and that was it. There was no... You can carry on Rosh Hashanah, as long as it doesn't fall on Shabbos. But even when you carry on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to carry those things that are really important to carry. You can carry a Tillim, you can carry a Siddur, go to Tashlich, you can carry what you need, but just to carry things for no reason at all, it says in Halacha you shouldn't carry on any Yom Tov. During the day? Second day is more lenient. They're right, but it says you have a sleepy year, it says. But then it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ha'elech batal k'yoshen dami. If you're going around doing nothing, it's like you're sleeping anyway. That means you have to be occupied in the saying of Tillim. There was a very great chassid in the Rebbe Rashav's time, his name was Rav Shmuel Greinim, he was Mashpian, the original Mashpian Lubavitch, the yeshiva in Lubavitch. And the Rebbe Rashav used to say, Maimer the second night, or the end of Yom Tov. And this chassid didn't sleep for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He was very davening and learning and everything. So he wanted to lay down Rosh Hashanah the second day in the afternoon to be able to concentrate on the long Maimer that the Rebbe Rashav would be saying. So they said to him, Rav Shmuel, you're going to have a sleepy year. You know, so he said, I'd rather have a sleepy year than a sleepy mimer. He said, I'd rather have a sleepy year than a sleepy mimer. He lay down to, but even Shonach, it says that after on the second day in the afternoon, if you really need to, it's okay. Because it's already decreed. Like remember, we were learning before, the first night you wish each other Shana Teva Tikasiv Sechasim, after Ma'ariv. You don't do that after Davening Shachris. You don't do it the second night. It's only the first night when you say, you greet each other, Lashana Teva, for a good year, Tikasi V'Sachasim should be written and sealed. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, why don't you say it the second night? It's too late already. Because the decree is the first day during the day. So at night, before the decree happens, you wish each other to be sealed and written in a good year. After it's done already, what do you wish somebody? It's something that's done already. So it's too late. What?
The sleeping thing is according to the day, not at night, right?
Yeah, but that means that she get up before day starts. But that's what it means.
Which is
10 o'clock in the morning?
What
time does day start? Not in La Brea, here.
5:30, 10.
Okay, 10 o'clock, day starts. Huh?
It's after Shema, no?
Day starts at dawn, 72 minutes before sunrise.
What is the Shema time?
It's 3 hours into the day.
Oh, okay.
Not that the day starts at Shema. No wonder he says Slicha at 8:30. Because the day starts at 10, it's still the middle of the night.
Wait, so what time
do you
have to get
up by?
By 6?
What? Before shofar blowing. It says in Halacha it's preferred not to eat before shofar blowing. Some people drink, some people don't even do that. But if somebody would be weak and won't be able to daven properly and do, you know, do the day properly, they could. But they should minimize it. Because before you do a mitzvah of the day, the same thing really applies not only to shofar, the same thing applies to lulav. The kansuk is before you bench lulav in the morning, you really says in halacha you shouldn't eat. Because you want to show that the mitzvah of the day, the mitzvah of the day is the first thing we do.
No more.
I said, drinking by Rosh Hashanah, they make even coffee to drink. You know, but what?
Said that only
the first night is the Shana
Tavat
Kasar Sinasim,
because then
the
next morning
is
already over.
Right.
Isn't it then Yom Kippur, things are sealed, then...
That we want that to be written in the Book of Tzadikim, so therefore it should be done that day. And hopefully it's done that day, so everybody, it's done already. Okay, Machachin.